Oh, we spoke about three aspects of a person between himself and himself. That's his neshama and his guf. How much his neshama, his spiritual life, permeates his physicality. We spoke about between him and his creator. Yes? You remember that? Mm-hmm. That's how he's mitkasher to his creator, how he is connects to his creator, has a relationship with his creator. All simcha, all these things are a form of relationships. It's all called isha. It's all called a wife. We said it's all to do with Eishes Chayil. Eishes Chayil speaks about all these three aspects. The third aspect we spoke about was Ish V'Isha. That's his kesher with his friends, his kesher with his wife. Not so shy for you guys now, right? B'Zerah Hashem, second year. Speak to Rabbi Gershefeld. Everyone has their own time, right? We spoke about the first mitzvah in the Torah, which was, we spoke about that, I'm not sure. I think this year some unpacks. We spoke about the concept of Pura Ravul, that really that's what we're speaking about. All a person's simcha comes from the concept of Pura Ravul. That means, physically what it is, it's giving his essence in a good way to someone else, and that essence gets that potential, that essence gets how it becomes, becomes a Vlad, becomes a child, becomes something which is sustained, something which is expressive of himself. When a person does that action, in all the mitzvahs of the Torah, that Alpi, it's Pnimius HaTorah, every single mitzvah is provable. That's why that's the first mitzvah in the Torah. It's the shorish of all mitzvahs. That's why getting married is the most important thing. And all kesha, all your ksharim with other people, all your ksharim with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's taught up in the form of a marriage. Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadosh. You know what Shir HaShirim is? You've heard? It's Shir HaShirim. Would you say it? Sfarim say Erev Shabbos, yeah? Right, Yaakov? Right. Sfarim say Erev Shabbos. It's a love song. If you look at it in English, right, you say, well, you can make a real dance. I mean, we have, I don't know if you guys know, we have someone very, we're going to soon come out with Mochon Yaakov, what's it called? I know it's going to be Mochon Yaakov, but the, how you call it? Like a album. Album, that's the word, right? So yeah, maybe someone will take Shir HaShirim, a few of the words of Shir HaShirim, and make a beautiful love song. It's a love song. It's a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Simcha is an ava. It's an ava of ruchnius. It's an ava of you and your Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an ava. It's a love of you with yourself, with your pnimius. It's a love of you and your wife. You and your friends. Everything. You have to really get into it. You know, you have to really throw yourself into you. You know, when a person loves something, he doesn't think about anything else. You ever saw people? I'll give you a Gemara. The Gemara says, and this is basically the Gemara. This is really Klal Yisrael. This is Mafien Klal Yisrael. You know, when a time of tshuva, right? So you get a little bit frightened, you know, Yom Adin, right? It's coming. Worried a little bit. You guys aren't so worried. You did a lot of tshuva coming here, right? I'm worried. I haven't grown that much like you guys in the year, right? But it's Yom Adin, we're a little bit worried. And yet, when Rosh Hashanah comes along, and we, you know, we're worried about our veras, we want to accept our malchus, all of a sudden we have Asar HaShemei Tshuva, and then we get Yom Kippur, and then still we're fasting, and we have Ne'ilah. And you know the funny thing is, after Ne'ilah, you know what Ne'ilah is? The final closing of the gates, right? And we get our Kapara, we get our Atobah, when we're closest to Hashem. You finish Yom Kippur, you feel so great, you're on a high. And then what do? You build your sukkah. You know, you're bashing your nails. That's what it says. Minak after Yom Kippur, go and bash your nails, make a sukkah. You take the highest level of spirituality. You just finish the fast, right? Okay, you go eat afterwards. You're hungry. I want to tell you something. You're not so hungry if you, after the davening. You're not so hungry after Yom Kippur. It's a funny thing. You should actually wait a little bit, right? But you go, you know, you have to. You're thirsty at least. You're going and eating, right? And then after you finish your food, you can, on such a spiritual level, and the halacha says, minhag, to go and start building your sukkah. What do you mean building your sukkah? You ever build a sukkah? You got your kids, right? They're all up. They got to build out the planks of wood, right? It's like, you know, it's like your building job, you know, right? You put in the nails. 1 second. Rabbi, we're spiritual here, no? We reach the highest spiritual heights. We reach once a year in Yom Kippur. What do we do with the highest spiritual heights? We go build a sukkah. We go build a, how you call this? This shed. Does that make sense to you? You know, imagine you're in this half deal, LF of dollars, right? To make a distinction. We do this high level meditation for a whole day. I mean, all you're doing in Yom Kippur is just davening, right? You don't do anything else, right? Maybe a little resting between Mincha and Musaf and Mincha, right? But you're davening the whole day. This high level meditation. And then all of a sudden, when you go to high level meditation, you start going to do building work. It makes sense to you? So what's happening here? What's happening here?
Bring it down into the world.
Spirituality is there to bring it to reality. Spirituality is not to be there. Spirituality is to take it there and bring it down into the most mundane things. The putting of the nails, right? The putting on the sukkah, the doing with the family, right? All these things, the cooking, bring it down. And that's what Purva is. Taking your essence, your inner essence, that's, you know, like your spiritual DNA, and planting it and building something real, a child. This is your child, this is your expression. And when a person can take that height of spirituality, we can take our Yom Kippur, we can take our Ne'ilah, we can take the, we're screaming, we're shouting, we're standing in the Ne'ilah, we're asking for forgiveness, and we want to kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then what we do, it's an hour later, what do? We go build a sukkah with that height level, with that level. But who's that sukkah for? What does that sukkah represent? It's this shack, you know, we have a nice, you know, air conditioning, right? You guys, you know, no mosquitoes, safe, right? You always say, well, you know, Mochan Yaakov's a very nice place, nice dorms, you know, all Masuda, right? You go to the sukkah. I prefer, you know, the dorms were a little bit nicer over here, right? What are you building the sukkah for? To just go in outside, and it might be a little bit cold, you might have your itushim there, your mosquitoes, and all the uncomfortable, right? It's hot, right? You prefer to learn in the base of Medrash, you're supposed to be in the base of Medrash. Do we really have to, is it really a chov to sleep in the sukkah? Do we have a patur or anything like that? What do you need to do that for? It's reminding yourself, you get involved in the physical world. You're involved in the physical world, but not too physical. You build a sukkah, but it's the minimum. Who's the sukkah representing? Represents Anei HaKavod, represents your kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You still want that kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You still have to take that spirituality and bring it into reality. But you don't have to indulge in the physical. You need the bare necessities, you know? It's a good, Jungle Book, right? Just the bare necessities? Very good song. We need the bare necessities. We don't need the Ferrari and what goes with it, right? Occasionally, you need to have a little bit of physicality to sometimes you need a little bit of a pleasure or whatever. We Sukkah's telling us we can live with the bare necessities. When you have that kirva with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you don't need more. The reason we need more than those bare necessities, we don't have that kirva. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. And it's true in life. I'll tell you something very true in life. If a person has good relationships, good relationship with his wife, good relationship with his Kodesh Baruch Hu, good relationship with himself, he's accepting of himself, he doesn't need physicality. You think most people in the world, right, are looking for all, you know, yesterday we were in a certain place, and I was depressed. I was depressed to see, you know, people, their whole life is indulging in regaim, in moments of physicality, because they lost their connection to reality. And when you want to tell them about reality, they don't even know what you're talking about. They don't even understand that reality is pleasant. It's nice. They don't understand the concept of, you know, of having a nice kesher with a person, a nice relationship with someone. A relationship with someone means physicality. They don't understand the spiritual, the emotional aspect. It's sad. And most of the world is that way. It's a very sad thing. It's a rare thing, you know. I was very sad yesterday. Very sad. It even affected me today. I'm still a little bit sad because I'm getting over it. Seeing you guys, but it affects you. You begin to think, well, maybe I don't realize that these people are so lost, so missing. We're so lucky. We really have to realize we're so lucky. We can relate to the spiritual world. We can live a normal life. We eat, we drink, we do all the normal things as a Jew. You know, we don't meditate and eat, you know, rice with impregnated vitamins. You know, you get good food here, right? But you're more spiritual. You're spiritual. Don't think you're not spiritual. You're spiritual, but you're bringing the spiritual out into the physical. That's the hardest thing to do. And you're doing it. And you're happy about it. And that's what brings you simcha. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now we'll go into Simcha Shel Mitzvah. We explained the three aspects. So Revolbi now is going to speak Simcha Shel Mitzvah. How do we get Simcha Shel Mitzvah? Right? There's two aspects of Simcha I'm going to speak about. The Simcha, we spoke about the three aspects. Between you and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Between you and yourself, that's Sameach Bechelka. We're not going to do all that today. I don't think we're going to have the time for that. That we'll do later on. But Simcha Shel Mitzvah, let's work out how we can get to Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Now, Simcha Shel Mitzvah is a very hard thing to do. The Arizal, you've heard of the Arizal? You know who the Arizal was?
Mm-hmm.
He was a very, very big Kabbalist. And he said, and he reached, I mean, we don't know what this means, but you can say it. There's a, right? I mean, it says, he had what was called Gilui Eliyahu. You know Eliyahu Navi? He's the person who's going to bring on the Geula. So whenever the Gemara, or any time you hear concept of Gilui Eliyahu, it's some concept which is going to bring on the Geula. So, he had a Gilui Eliyahu, a revelation of Eliyahu Hanavi, who came to learn with him. And he taught him the big secrets of the Pnimi Yesa Torah, the inner depths of the Torah. What we call Kabbalah, but the inner depths of the Torah. And he said about himself that he reached this level of Gilui Eliyahu through Simcha Shel Mitzvah. So Simcha Shel Mitzvah is not a simple thing. What is really Simcha Shel Mitzvah? When a person, if you want to know what a person's happy about, I don't know what not happy, Sameach about, what is it associated with him? How do you know if a person's happy? How can you, what's the relationship between happiness and something else? It's rotzen, it's will. If you want to know the will of a person, see what he's happy about. If a person gets, you know, wins a lotto, and he's dancing around, right? And he's really happy, right? You know, that his rotzen is financial. If you see a person, right, got pshat and tosfos, right? You know, the Machon Shlomo, we got pshat and tosfos, right? That's not a stum thing. That's not a stum thing. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right? That's not a stum thing. If you can sing, we got pshat and tosfos, that makes you happy. Tosfos is your rotzen. Rotzen Hashem is your rotzen. If your rotzen is something pnimi, if your rotzen is really Torah will make you happy. If your rotzen is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu will make you happy. You understand what I'm saying? So what we're talking about Simcha Shel Mitzvah, what we're really talking about is how to make our rotzen, how to make our will, right? Rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's a very high level. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Batel Ritzon Chal Pnei Ritzono. You nullify your Rotzen Pnei Ritzono. Kadesh Batel Rotzen Achayim Pnei Ritzon Chal. And he'll battle Rotzen of of other people in front of you. When did that? What do I need that for? It's a Metzias. If you are walking Rotzen Hashem, people realize it. They see it. When they see that you're so kashur, that you're so one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, they nullify themselves to you. And that's what you see when you see these big rebbeim. You know, you see, probably, I don't know if you've seen, if you get the chance, hopefully, you know, in Rocham Yaakov, they'll take you, Rocham Shalom, I think they do, they take you to see some of the big Dali Yisrael. You see their faces. They look like children. There's a glow in their face. There's a complete rotzen, a complete oneness with themselves. You understand what I'm saying? That's a very hard thing to do. Very hard thing to do. we're going to try a little bit. A little bit. Each of us are going to try before Rosh Hashanah, even after Rosh Hashanah, a little bit of improving our rotzen, our will, our desire to be one with Hashem. Our will that our rotzen will be an expression of His rotzen. That's what Simcha Shul Mitzvah is. Now let's explain. Simcha Shul Mitzvah. He is Simchat HaAdam. It's Simcha of a person. HaMitkashe Im Bor'o. That he connects to his Creator. Al Yedei HaMitzvah. What's the Lashon Mitzvah? Right? So if you take, there's two ways of doing it. If you take Mitzvah in Atbash, right? Mem. What Mem goes with? I think it goes with Yud, right? And Sadik goes with Hey. Like you take, you know what Atbash is? You take Aleph to Taf, right? So you get Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's Shem Hashem. Also, mitzvahs comes from the Lashon of Tzavta. Tzavta means to accompany. To accompany a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This brings you close to Him. This makes you accompany Him. Okay? Al Atera Amru B'yom Chatunato Ze Sinai. This is Sinai. That's, we got married. You got married, you guys? You guys are married? Yes, you are. Who are you married to?
God.
Okay, he's good. give him a sticker. Okay. That's Sinai. Biyom Simchat Libo. Elu Divrei Torah. You have a chatuna, and you have Simchat Libo. Right? Didn't finish. You know, some people get married. It was great. The wedding was great. They had such a good time. The marriage is so good, though. You know, what can they do? It's okay. You know, we get along. We don't argue too much. We, you know, 60% divorce rate in America. I'm sure everyone was happy by the chasna. B'yom simchat libo, elu divrei Torah. These words of the Torah. Not only you had a chasna. But every day there's a Simchat Libo. Every day there's a Kesher. Every day there's a building of the Kesher. Every day there's a Kirva. That's what, remember we spoke last week about the Gro, the feeling of coming close is a Simcha. Every day there's a more feeling of coming close. You've got a better Pshat and Tosfos. You've got a better understanding of Gemara. You've got a better understanding of the Chumash. We've got a deeper understanding of reality. A better understanding of Shkofa. We're getting closer. And we feel we're getting closer. It's minute, right? Sometimes you have to look back, you know. I tell guys, take pictures of themselves. Honestly, take pictures of themselves when they were here. And you'll see, nothing personal, but you'll see the faces. You know, the eyes aren't as happy. They're happy, but not as happy. You see, after a year, people change. And I see it. I'm clearly see it. I see here, I'm not going to say the name. I'm a boy. Mamish problems, real problems. We even had to, you know, some boys get, you know, we had to deal with the problems, whatever. And mamish real problems. Anyone say real problems are not normal problems we have, Mochon Shem and Mochon Yachal, real problems. That boy, after a year of terror, I see that boy's eyes are glowing. They're literally glowing. I tell him, I got the most nachas from you. The most, how you say nachas?
Happiness.
Happiness, yeah, okay, happiness. But like
pleasure
from you to see you. You see what Torah does to a person. It's not a real thing. It's not, I don't even know how to explain it. I can't explain it in terms of, you know, like cause and effect. The Ramchal, for us to understand what Torah is, you know, we're saying Simchat Libo, but I want you to understand Torah. There's a Ramchal, and I think if you can read it, I mean, those who can read Hebrew, it's better to read in Hebrew. Those who can't read Hebrew, read in English. Because Yom Kippur is Matan Torah. Yom Kippur is Simchat Libo. We feel clean. How it comes we feel clean? The Torah cleans us. The Kesher to the Torah cleans us. The Kabbalah's Torah cleans us. The Chasna with the Kodesh Baruch, which is Ne'ilah, that cleans us. Shofar, what's Shofar? Shofar is Ayel Shel Yitzchak. The Ayel of Yitzchak, right? I was blown on Matan Torah. It represents Torah. The Rambam says it represents Tshuva. Lit orer from Ashena. What's the Ashena? What's Ashena? What, you guys are sleeping? Yeah, we're sleeping. We're not awake to reality. Shofar awakens up to reality. What reality? What we say every day in Tefillah? Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. That's Tshuva. The return to the Torah. That's Simchat Libo. What's the Torah? So the Ramchal explains, from Kol HaShpa'ot, all the influences that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us, the biggest Hashpa'a, the biggest influence that can influence a person is Torah. And he says, Halavai, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, it's not me. The Midrash says, this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu says. Halavai, the Rishayim, he's speaking about the Rishayim, not about you. It's very hard to be a Rasha. Halavai, Oti Azvu, they left me. The Rishayim just left me. Aval Torati lo Azvu. But the Torah, my Torah, they didn't leave. Why? Oshabo, the light in it, Machziram Lemutav, will return them to be good. You hearing what the Torah is? Now the Ramchal says, there's two levels. If you learn Torah, and you know what you're learning, you see the Yira, you see the fear, because you see this is an important safety, you see what it is, and you want to fix yourself, he says, Torah has that hashpa that comes on you, that influence it has on you, it can change you completely. If you don't, though, it has a segula. And that's what the Midrash is speaking about. The Rishayim aren't learning Torah because they want to change, or they want to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, they know what the Torah is. They're learning it, you know. They're learning Gemara on showers and a cigarette in the mouth. It'll work. It'll help him. He'll change. Because it's Torah. But we're not here. None of us do that yet. Machu Shlomo, Machu Yaakov, right? So you don't have to worry about it. You have the first level of Torah, the Hashpa, influencing you to change you. But has a Tanai, you want to change. Now I'm going to tell you Gemara. This is a Gemara. There's a very famous Gemara, Gemara in Ksuvos. Because I want you to understand what Torah is. We don't understand what Torah is. And really, this whole process now, you think I'm joking, this whole process now, how do we finish? What's the finish off of Yamim Noraim? We have Sukkos, we have Lulav, right? The Gemara says it's like a cherev against the Yitzhahara, we Menatzech, we finished off with you, right? We go through a time of Simcha, then we have Hoshana Rabbah, which is the final Chotem, right? The final, you know, the final Ne'ila. It's just a Chotem al Gabi Chotem, a seal on top of a seal. Ne'ila was a seal, now this is the final seal. And then what do we do afterwards? One more day with you. And what were Chachamim metaken? Simchas Torah. Why? Kutche Berichu Voraisa Chadhu. What are we doing? No mitzvahs. Zero. It's not even deraisa. It's takana. It's a minig. You go around with a sefer Torah and you're dancing and you're dancing and you're dancing. You have a kafa shneis. By the time you get to the evening, right? Yeah, Rabbi, you know. I've been in a few discos in my life, but, you know, 4 times in a day, if you do our kafa shneis, and you're dancing and you're samech, and it says the Arizal, right? You used to dance with all his kach. With all his kach, and the gro used to dance with all his kach. Why? That simcha, being one with the Torah. Hashiveinu avinu l'terech ha'techa. That's all atshuva, to be one with the Torah. So the story goes like this. The Rabbi Akiva, you also know the story of Rabbi Akiva? So, it's a very weird story. He had one of the nicest girls, right, from the best families in Yerushalayim. She comes in, sees her father's shepherd, right? Not even in yeshiva. He wasn't even in Mochan Yankov, right? Hey, he was a shepherd. No, I'm saying he wasn't even...
He wasn't even in Mochan Yankov.
He wasn't even in Mochan Yankov. I mean, Mochan Yankov was a good place to be. He was a shepherd. Not even... it wasn't less than a bigger shepherd. It was more than a bigger shepherd. Right? He was just a shepherd. This rich guy... This rich person, he could have got the best Tana he wanted. He got the biggest Talmud Chacham. You know what his daughter said? If you learn, she saw he was a honor, he saw he was a good person, good midas. If you learn Torah, and Rabbi Kiva says before he learned Torah, if he saw a Talmud Chacham, he would bite him.
Right?
He would bite him. And not a bite of a dog, but a bite of a chamor. You know a bite of chamor? That bites the bones. Like, he hated them intensely. You give your daughter such a man? You could get the biggest tana. You could get the biggest darshan, the biggest tana, the biggest talmud chacham you could get. You give your daughter such a man? No, he didn't say. When he heard about it, he said, I'll marry you if you go learn. So he went to learn. And Kal Basur made a neder. You're not going to get any of my wealth. 12 years passed, he learned, he came home, he saw his wife was speaking to the neighbour. If my husband knew, was good, I want him to, he could, as far as I'm concerned, go learn for another 12 years. She didn't even open the door and say hello, he went straight back. So it wouldn't be a hefsek in his learning, it wouldn't be a missing in his learning, it wouldn't miss, we don't understand these things. I agree we don't understand these things, we have to understand the Rabbi Kiva, we have no concept of Rabbi Kiva, but for us, not having hefsek in our learning means we learn for an hour, and you know, we hopefully, what's it called, if we can, instead of learning for an hour with a cup of tea, getting up for a cup of tea, the shmooze, so we'll get up, take a cup of tea, rush back, and not have a hefsek in our learning. But that's not for us at the moment. Okay? But anyway, what are we talking about? Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says as follows. This is a Gemara. This is not Musa. This is not, you know, a nice idea. This is a Gemara. It's halacha. The Gemara says, the Kabbal Savua, when he heard about Rabbi Akiva coming back, so he saw this big man, and he remembered his daughter. So he went to this big rabbi. He didn't know he was a son-in-law. And he asked him, you know, you do Hataras Nadarim, you know, before Yom Kippur, you matir your neder. So if it's a real neder, most of our neders aren't real neder. If it's a real neder you have to have harata. That means you have to say, had I known this would have happened, I wouldn't have done it. But it has to be something which is normal to happen. If it's something you couldn't have thought that would have happened, you can't be matir your neder. That's called nolad. So Teresa says, the Gemara says, that he asked this person, asked Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, would you thought your son could learn one Mishnah? This your son-in-law would have learned one Mishnah. He said, even if he learned one Mishnah, it would have been okay. He said, what about a Perek? What about a Talmud Chacham? What about Adam Gadol? He says, he's an Adam Gadol, definitely, right? So he says, how can you matir him being an Adam Gadol, being a big rabbi? Matir is neder. It's no lad. It's not normal for a person to learn and become a big rabbi. That's not a normal thing. That's not a normal thing. Had your son-in-law become a big rabbi, you wouldn't have made this neder. So Tosfos says, it's not no lad. It's not something which is unusual. Derech Hu, Tosfos says, it's a normal way. So someone sits in yeshiva and learns Torah, then he becomes an Adam Gadol. Normal way. So what happened to us? What happened to us? Tonight. Condition. You want to improve yourself. You want to change your midas. You understand what the Torah is. That's the hashpa of Torah. That's not Torah of a segula. Torah of a, how you say segula, of like a, you know, like you have a you know, people that go around with this red stuff. It's not a segula at all. Don't tell them that. This red thing. But yeah, I have a segula, or they put a kameh or something like that. Those are segulas. Those are things which help a little bit. If you do everything right, and you, these things help a little bit. That, it's not a segula, just so you understand the concept, right? Torah is a segula, right? But if it's learned with the intention of wanting to change, and you know what you're learning, it can change you completely. And you'll be in derech, it's a normal way to be an Adam Gadol. That's our kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's our Simchat Libo. You understand? You have to understand what the Torah is to understand what the Simchat Libo is. Now, Ala Torah Amru B'yom Chat, we read that. B'sina his daveg kiviyachol HaKodesh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. He had relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Sinai. Okay, that's the first part of Avodah. The first part of Avodah is Kesher to the Torah. How do you have Kesher with the Torah? You learn it. You work hard at it. You try and work out a pshat. You sit down, you move your fingers, you know? There's a story of a rabbi. I don't know if he was a rabbi. I'm afraid he wasn't a rabbi, but they thought he was a rabbi. He was sitting there, and he's giving a shiur. And he wasn't moving around. It was a very good shiur. He gave it. So one of the rabbis in the audience said, there's something wrong there. The guy was just like, you know, he was giving a lecture. He was just standing and very mundane, very nice, very articulate. He wasn't moving, you know, like a lecturer. Something wrong. He was a Bodik Achara. He checked after him. Found he wasn't Jewish. If you're learning, you get into it. You ever saw people learning? They get into it. That's stupid what you're saying. Oh, no, that can't be. Idiot. You ever saw Rabbi Trivis learning? You guys don't see Rabbi Trivis. You don't know Rabbi Trivis is. Right? You don't see Rabbi Trivis. He shouts. He moves. He calls you an apikoros if it's a good kasha. Right? You get into it. Learning's life. You know, every day we say tefillah. Kizu chayeinu v'orach yameinu. You think we're joking around when we say things in tefillah? Anshei kneset gedolah, we're talking tefillah. The way you learn is the way you live. If you have a kasha in the Gemara, there's a lot of holes in Gemara. And you think about it, you get into it, you have kashas in life. There's holes in your life. Why? I want you, I came to yeshiva. I want your closeness. I want to learn. I want to shtag. Why are you doing this to me? Why are you making life hard for me? It's a kasha. It's a kasha, yeah? You have a kasha? What's a teretz? Find out what your kasha is. Before you get a teretz, understanding the kasha. So you're trained. In your learning, you're trained to work out what a kasha is. So when you have kashas in life, you think about what the kasha is. It's half a teretz. And then you begin to have terutzim. You begin to work out those holes. You begin to learn. Remember we spoke last week about shluchav, your reality? God, who's speaking to you? That reality is speaking to you. Those are your kashas. Those are your nigudim. Work them out. That's the pshat in Tosfos. That's the pshat in life. When you understand the Gemara, you'll be understand your life. You'll be able to understand the kashas in your life. You'll be able to understand the terutzim in your life. But sometimes life is hard. Gemara is hard. Gemara is very hard. It's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very deep. We have to get there. There's a lot of holes. Life is very hard. The life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hard to understand. It's also His Ratzon that He's giving to you. Your reality is His Ratzon. It's His will. You want to make that Ratzon your Ratzon. Accept His Ratzon. Accept His reality. That acceptance, trying to work out that reality, trying to work out the kashas in the Tosfos, in life, that's making His Ratzon your Ratzon. And when that's done, that's Simcha. Do you understand how it comes with Simcha Shel Mitzvah? There's a reality of life, and there's a reality of Torah. And when you get one with that Ratzon, you have see the kashas, you see the Tirutzim, that's the Ratzon, that's the Kesher with the Torah. Now, the next bit. Says as follows: Gam ba'avodat Beit Hamikdash. Now, avodat Beit Hamikdash. What's avodat Beit Hamikdash? Korbanos. We don't understand what korbanos are, right? Korbanos. All these other things. That's what we're going to be doing now. That's tefillah. What's tefillah? Yesh itachdut haklal. There's the oneness of the klal. Can you daven? Is it a good thing to daven by yourself? Not the same when you daven in a minyan. It's Achdut HaKlal. Klal Yisrael become one with their Creator. It's a different form of oneness. It's a different form of Simcha. Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chen Darshu Gamze, they made a drosha. B'yom Chatunato Ze Oel Moed. You had another chasna. What was your other chasna? The Oel Moed, the Mishkan. B'yom Simcha Tibo Ze Beit Olamim. That's the base of Mikdash. Correct? You understand what I'm talking about? You guys, we have a relation to that. We don't have those things nowadays. We have Tisha B'Av. We don't have those things nowadays. Where do we have that today? Tefillah, davening, our prayers. We're coming up to Yom Kippur, the Yom Noraim. We spend most of the time davening, right? It's davening to be mitkasher as a klal, as a group, a unity of a group. We're davening for the same things. We want Klal Yisrael to have a good year. We don't want any problems with Iran, we don't want any problems with America, we don't want any problems with this. We're davening. And our davening is going to change the world. You know, I was once in a shiur with Rav Shimshon Pinkus. So he's explaining a certain concept. Saying, you know, the whole world, you know, in certain aspects, it's a little dot. It's called Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the house of the Malchus, the kingship, the small kingship of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is a little dot. His spiritual worlds are like, you know, massive things, infinite things. And our world is a little dot. It's a little cosmos. This little cosmos, which is a dot, right? Contains all the galaxies, all the world, the whole thing, the Chinese, everything, right? A lot of them, right? They do a lot of the world, right? India also, right? It's a big world. It's a dot. Where's your tefillah in all of these things? Your tefillah is in these spiritual worlds. It's not a dot. It's a major thing in the spiritual worlds. It changes all those spiritual worlds. This world's a dot. Your tefillah is in the major spiritual worlds. these big, you understand what I'm saying? I don't. I don't understand. You know the difference in dimensions between a dot and a two-dimensional face? Do you understand the difference? It's an infinite difference. How many dots are in a 1.1 square? One centimeter by 1 centimeter square. No, how many dots are in 1 by 1 centimeter square?
A lot.
How many? Give me a guess. Huh? Infinite. Right. Now, I'm not speaking about 1 by 1 square. I'm speaking about spiritual worlds. How many dots do you think could fit in there? We have no concept. You know this concept. You know a Jew. It was a Jew who created this concept of infinity. He got it from Jewish sources, obviously. There's different levels of infinity. Out of one, out of zero, out of one. You heard of it? Said of all said. No? Okay. Doesn't matter. Yeah.
What does the Rav feel when he's praying?
What do I feel?
Yeah.
Depends when. If I have the time to daven, if I don't have the time to daven.
In the ideal davening.
The ideal davening. Maybe if I daven properly, like I try and daven properly. I want to tell you. Honestly, I can't speak to myself, but let's see what davening's supposed to be. Let's give an example of it. I also want to go back to the example of mitzvahs, how do we get a kesher, because I haven't explained that yet. In davening, the way we get a kesher, if you speak to someone, say you ever spoke to someone intimately, how do you speak? You know, like, we all understand that, let's take it to a level, your mom, your father, or, you know, your girlfriend, right? Right? How do you speak? Say, you know, I miss you. I really care for you. I haven't seen you for so long. You know? I'm really missing you. How do you speak? That's how you speak? Huh? Baruch atah Hashem, chonen adad. Modim anachnu lach. Right? Now let's take the words. Take the first beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Right? Let's go through it. Hashem. Sefatai. What's sefatai? My lips. Hashem. Sefatai. My lips. Tiftach. I can't open them. Help me to open them. Hashem. Sefatai. My lips. Tiftach. Ufi. And my mouth. Yagid. Reveal. Tilatecha. Your praise. I can't do that. I need your help. That's the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, you don't have to say, Hashem. Hashem, 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 Hashem. No. That doesn't make sense. Do you ever, when you speak to someone, you say, darling, 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 darling. Doesn't make sense. Say, darling. Same thing. Hashem. Try it out. Speak with feeling. Hashem. Safatai. Tiftach. Ufi. Yagid. Tilatecha. When you say it with feeling, that's kavana. You understand what I'm saying? The words are very beautiful. They're very beautiful. You don't have to add words. You just have to say those words with what they mean, the feeling of what they mean, and then you'll feel the feelings. Now, it's very hard, because if you do that, even in the first bracha, you'll have a headache. Because it's very hard to be so intense. That's what kavana is. Kavana is not, it's focusing on the words and feeling what the word's saying. You understand what I'm saying? So everyone has his own bracha in the Shemoneh Esrei. Whoever has, when you go into the Yom Yonorayim, it's very important to understand what the words. You can't, you go to someone, you have an intimate conversation, so you say, Abba le biyu Abba. Abba ba la ba ba. You understand what I'm saying? There was any intimate conversation here? So if you go through the Hebrew, and you don't know what you're saying, even if you say it, and you whatever, you're not going to have a feeling of your davening. The only way you're going to feel your davening is if you know what you're saying. The words mean to you what they're saying. And you say them with the meaning. So, you know, you have a whole Yom Yonorayim here. You have a whole big tefillah, right? And you don't know what the words mean. So get yourself a book which has translation, first of all. I'm sure there's plenty of books like that. if you don't know to do it, read in English. But say the words. If you can read the English and read the Hebrew. Yeah, you have plenty of time. Believe me, davening's long on Yom Kippur. Long, long, long. You don't have to finish and hear the whole Chazar. You can be still davening by the doing Chazar. You have plenty of time. And I want to tell you something. You won't feel the davening's long. If you really daven, if you really feel that kesha, you want to do it again. And again, and again. When you finish davening, you want to daven again. You want to re-daven. The same as learning. You don't want to close the book. Ah! Mincha. Oh, great. Finished. Right. Oh, what's the end of the year, right? You understand what I'm saying? You're not going to feel that. If you really daven, you really feel what you're saying, you're really doing what you're saying, you're going to want to daven again. It's not going to be, oh, you know, the davening this year. Oh, what time you finished? 2:00? Oh, when's Kiddush? Rabbi, when's Kiddush? Can you tell me when Kiddush is? You know, how often are, how are, the second day as long as the first day? When you're feeling it, you won't want to do that. You want to carry on. You can't wait for the next davening. I'm not saying, but take something small and focus on it. Focus on it. You won't be able to take the whole davening. So everyone has this thing, you know, let's say Shemana Esrei, the regular Shemana Esrei. What are you having problems with? You have problems with your learning, you're not going so well. So there's two brachas for that, Tachonen and Hashiveinu Avinu Torotecha. So focus on those two things. You're having problems with your panasa, so focus on Baracheinu. You're having problems, you're not feeling so good, Rufa'einu. Or parents, or family, or whatever. You could, it's plural. It's for Klal Yisrael. You're worried about certain things in your immediate family, or whatever there is. You're worried about Klal Yisrael. We're supposed to worry about Klal Yisrael. You know? Rosh Hashanah Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. In the yeshiva, I learned in the yeshiva, his son's yeshiva, the B'nai L'chaim Aruchim. So his davening towards his later on in life used to be very long. And they used to wait for him. So his son says, you know, Abba, why are you davening so long? We're waiting for you. He says, what can I do? They give me all these lists of cholim, and I have to mention everyone's name. It takes me time. Daven. You care for Klal Yisrael, you daven for them. People give you names, you care for your parents, you daven for them. You care for your brothers and sisters, you daven for them. You daven. And your davening changed. There's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brochus. So the Gemara says there, you guys are learning Brochus? How many of you guys are learning Brochus? The Gemara says there that Rabbi Meir was in a shchuna, was in a neighborhood where there were biryonim. There were people who were loud music at night, you know, loud music. We're trying to sleep here. We have to get up for davening. You know, you guys are just disturbing us, right? You know, I'm sure we've all been in one of these shchunas at a certain time in my life, right? You know, the disco goes on. This happens, right? This biryonim. So Rabbi Meir wanted to daven to get rid of them. So Bruria told him, don't read the pasuk getting rid of these bad people. Read the pasuk getting rid of their averas. So Rabbi Meir davened. Rabbi Meir was davening with Rabbi Meir. He davened to remove the averas. It worked. He changed them. His davening changed them. So the Marashah asked the Kasha, how can that be? How can that be? How can you change someone's free will? He has free will. Your davening can change his free will? It's a Gemara, right? It's a Gemara. Tzorach here. There's a Chazon Ish in the end of Orach Chaim, who doesn't come to explain the Marashah's Kasha, but he comes to explain the concept of davening. So he says, when you daven for a person, of course you can't change his free will. But your davening can create an atmosphere where it'll be much easier. He'll have the opportunity. You go to Moodist, right? You go to Mu'ol, he go to Birthright. There, he'll get the opportunity that his free will be much smaller. But you have to make the choice. You can daven for things. Your davening can change things. Your davening can change the world. Remember, the world is a little dot. Davening is an infinity. And we don't believe that. We think, you know, we have to be member of AIPAC. We have to change American policy. We have to do things. That's a dot. Rosh Hashanah, you're davening on Rosh Hashanah, you're davening on the whole week. That's the world. That's the spiritual world. That affects. Do we really believe that? It's hard for us. It's hard for us to relate to such a reality. But that's the true reality. You understand what I'm saying? Now I want to go back to this concept of mitzvah. How do we improve simcha shel mitzvah? How do we have a relationship? You know, you guys come in, you got tefillin, you got tzitzis. So some of you guys were a Buddhist, right? So you made your own tzitzis, and you were saying, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, right? And you got into it, even though you only have to say it once, but you know, to really get into it, so you say it all the time, right? But you already got into it, right? L'shem mitzvah tzitzis, right? And then you put it on, you felt so good about it, right? And now you put on your tzitzis. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. You put it on, and okay, fine. It's not the same thing. What happens to the simcha shel mitzvah? Now you're from, you should be more simcha shel mitzvah, right? No, the first time when you didn't put on tzitzit and then you put it on, that change, that new thing, there was simcha shel mitzvah. What happened? Now you're from, what happened to simcha shel mitzvah? You got used to the tzitzis. You're a little hot, so it reminds you, a little, the heat, right, in the sun, reminds you, you have tzitzis on, you know? So some of you go and you find these nitzit, what are they called? You don't have to wear an undergarment.
It actually makes it cooler, because then your shirt doesn't stick, the shirt that you're wearing on top doesn't stick to it. As I was told by someone sitting in this room.
Me?
No.
Oh.
Someone here that said that it actually makes you cooler. So.
Okay. Okay, so fine. So now you feel your tzitzis because it's cool or whatever. I don't know. It makes you cool or whatever the reason is. But what about the ruchness of your tzitzis? Where we forgot what happened? Simcha has to be a feeling of closer. When you first put it on, there was a jump of closeness. In order for there to be more jumps of closeness, there has to be, you have to relate to it. How do you relate to it? Real way of relating to it is to learn about tzitzis. When you learn the depth of what tzitzis are, you learn the psukim in Chumash, you learn the Rashis, you learn the Maharals, you learn the Rishonim on the sugya. There's 10 daf in Menachos, in the Gemara, in Kochim, on tzitzis. How tzitzis are made, the agaritas, the things you learn. That there was a story there in the Gemara, but maybe we'll go into it. I was thinking maybe we'll go into some agaritas. So, you know, we're speaking about simcha shel mitzvah, so we should do halacha l'maisa, we should get into simcha shel mitzvah, right? There's a gadita there about a person, this big Talmud, that he heard about this low person. How do you call these low people? You know what I'm talking about. It says, Lo tatur acharei levavchem acharei neichem asher etem zonim acharei. You shouldn't go after your heart and after neichem, and your eyes, which you do, you'll stray away from the reality. You'll stray away from reality. You do znus, you stray from reality. So there's one, this Zona, the Gemara says, she was tops. She was the one, mamish tops. Everyone was, you know, this is the top. I mean, we know about these top ones with the New York thing, right?
Mm.
Tops, these are tops, right? So this Talmud wanted to go and see. It's a very weird Gemara. Talmud, what's you know, like the tops, right? So he went, and he was nichshal. It happened, something happened. Then all of a sudden, his tzitzis hit him, and he was Polish. He separated and ran away. This woman was so... Now, the Gemara speaks, he went to 7 beds and all sorts of things. It's a very weird Gemara. A Agadat is very, very strange because a Agadat is telling you something very, very pnimi. Maybe we'll take this Gemara as an example and we'll learn it a little bit to understand tzitzis a bit. To understand what the concept of tzitzis is. But anyway, he left. The woman saw what an impression tzitzis had on him. That it never happened to her that someone was there and left her. She looked at this Talmud. She looked, she couldn't believe the koach. The strength of these tzitzis. She wanted to find out what this was. She wasn't a Jew. She was a mitgayer. And he married her. And the Gemara says, because he didn't take it in Issa, he got it beheta. I don't think any of your rabbeim are going to recommend you such a shidduch. Strange Gemara, you agree? there's something there. We're gonna, maybe we'll learn about it. But you have to learn, there's something there about tzitzis. If you have these arba knafot, somehow they protect you from some things. How? Why? What's happening here? What do they mean, tzitzis? When you, if you read your tefillah in the morning, it says it's chalukah derabbanan. It's a garment of the rabbis. What do you mean chalukah derabbanan? It's the goof. What does it mean? What does this mean? Understand, tzitzis is a big thing. But when you learn to read about it and you understand what it is, then you appreciate it. And in the morning, when you put it on, and the Gaon Mivilna, right? When he was on his deathbed, right? So his deathbed. You know who the Gaon Mivilna was? We don't know who he is. Even if I tell you who he was, we don't know who he is. He had malachim. Just like the Beis Yosef, he had malachim, angels. You ever met an angel? I didn't. He had angels coming to him and teaching him Torah. I had an angel coming to teach you Torah. Welcome. Yeah, what do you want to tell me today? I'm very interested, right? He said, no, I don't want you. I want to work it out myself. Yegiat kapecha. I want to learn the Torah myself and get it to a higher level. Higher level than the angels teaching you Torah? Came to his deathbed. Someone has angels in his life. There's going to be lots of angels in his death, right? So what's this guy worried about? Right? What's he worried about? There's nothing he has to worry about. He's going to be to a really nice place, you know? We're talking about making it in life. He made it, right? He held his tzitzis. And he started crying. Tzitzis? Angels? Palmalia Shomala? The whole Palmalia Shomala, the whole, how you say, hosts of above coming to greet him, and he's holding his tzitzis and he's crying. That means we don't understand what tzitzis are. You understand? He understood what tzitzis are. It's bigger than Palmalia Shomala. And he said, with a few dimes, right, to translate it for us, right? With a few prutot, you can buy tzitzis in this world. I can't do that in the world to come. He cried. We don't have an appreciation for mitzvahs. If the whole hosts, the whole Palmalia Shomala are coming to greet you, and you have an opportunity to put on tzitzis, that's a higher level. What happens to you when you put on tzitzis? What happens to you when you put on tefillin? So we're going to have exercises. We're going to do two exercises. Give you some practical stuff. We're going to learn about tzitzis and we're going to learn about tefillin. Pick. Each one picks tzitzis, tefillin, whatever he wants. So I know there's probably have a library here. There's a library here of English books. Probably there's books on tzitzis and tefillin. There's like, I know there's Ariel Kaplan. So he goes into it. You don't have it? You have it? You don't have it here?
It's here.
It's a thin book. Our capital on tzitzis on tefillin. So pick it up. Read a page. See, learn a little bit about tzitzis. It's very good. It's not the same as learning a Gemara. It's not going to be the same as learning in depth, being creative yourself, understanding in depth. But you pick out tzitzis. Pick out something. You learn it. See how it affects your simcha shel mitzvah. See how it affects the way you put on the mitzvah. Just don't, you get up in the morning, you put a shaky shaman says, I'm a tzitzit. It's like, the army, like the gun's here, the thing's here, the tzitzits are here. No. Put it on. It's a spiritual thing. It's part of you, and the shaman's coming to you. I'm not going to go into that, but he'll speak about it. So you understand, you appreciate it more. Tefillin, we haven't even spoken about tefillin, right? That's going to be like a project. We'll pick a mitzvah, and we'll try and learn a little about it, and see if our simcha shel mitzvah improves. Because what's simcha? Simcha is, we spoke about this last week, it comes with das. When you get to know someone, you can read someone, a book of someone, right? You read a book, right? This is the Kesha with the Torah. You read a book, and this person was a tremendous person. You read the book about Tzaddik in Our Times. You ever read the book, Tzaddik in Our Times? Okay, you read a book about a tzaddik, you read about a great person, and then you read, and the person's not even alive. And you feel a closeness to the person. You feel a friendliness to the person. You feel admiration to the person. You feel, wow, what an amazing person. It uplifts you. You feel good in yourself, right? You don't even know the person. But you feel a kesha, you feel a connection. That's das. When you get to know someone, you feel a kesha, a connection to them. You understand what I'm saying? The same thing. When you learn the Torah, getting a kesha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel him. You see, wow, what a depth, what an interesting thing, what a deep thing. And you feel a kesha. And then, the same thing when you learn about a mitzvah. Wow, that's what this mitzvah is. You feel a kesha. Kesha and simcha only come from there, from understanding. The more you understand, the more you have a kesha, the more you have a connection. And the deeper your connection, the deeper your depth of understanding, the deeper is your connection with the person. Same like getting to know a human being, getting to know your wife. You know, unfortunately in the outside world, when you didn't know her, it was better. Mm. When you got married, you got to know her. Well, you know, 60% divorce rate, right? But the Jewish world, you get to know her. She looks after the children. You go through troubles together. And you get through them. And there's lots of troubles in life. Life's not easy, right? But you go through them together and you have more admiration together for one than the other. And you get to know each other. And you get that brings the Ahava. You understand? That's what. So we have two projects. What's our two projects? You're going to take a mitzvah. It doesn't have to. If you don't want to do mitzvah, sitzes, and tefillin, you want to do something else, you do it. And you're going to take a tefillah. You're going to take something in your Shemona Esrei, and you're going to learn it up. You're going to translate it. You're going to learn it up. And when you say every day, just take one prayer. That one prayer in your Shemona Esrei, it can be Hashem Sifatai Tiftach even. You can start with Hashem Sifatai Tiftach. But you're going to say it with kavana. And I explain to you what I mean by kavana. With feeling, understanding of the words, and with feeling. It doesn't have to take time. And see how that improves your davening. See how that improves your kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. See if you feel something. And don't, if you do it with too much, it'll be a burden, because it's hard for us to do those things. So take one prayer and do it for a whole week. And then next week we'll talk about something else, B'zal Hashem. Okay, so we talk about Simcha Shul Mitzvah. Simcha Shul Mitzvah has two types, two things. Tefillah, Torah, and Torah means the Mitzvah. But it all comes to understanding your Kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, B'zal Hashem, Shavu Haba. If you want, we'll carry on with Simcha, or we'll do other things. I mean, he has a lot of things to do with Simcha. You have to do Sameach B'Chelko, it's a revolving. But whatever is good for you. Maybe we're going to the Galata. Of Sitzis. You want to do the Galata of Sitzis? Or maybe something Rosh Hashanah before Rosh Hashanah. We'll see. Shua Ba, come in and you tell me what to do. We'll do something. Okay? Thank you.